the story so far. Floating above the Earth in an invisible Zeppelin is the call center for the superpowered hero team, the Star Sentries. A message broadcast aboard the Zeppelin by the evil Hipsternotizer has put deeply to sleep call center employees Bruce and Mabel, as well as their villainous prisoner, Blasphemous Badger. And there our episode begins.
Star Sentries Hotline. We're not available at the moment. If you have an immediate emergency, please hang up and call 911. Or whatever your local 911 number is. I don't know. Look it up. Otherwise, leave a message with your name and a phone number for us to reach you if we decide to go that route. It's an answering machine. You know how that works, right?
I've already called 911. They just laughed. But the spiders in my basement, they're humming. All of them in harmony. This can't be good, right? I don't remember the song, but I think it's the one in which the itsy bitsy spider goes crawling or something. And they've spun a web that tells them the words, coming soon. But it doesn't say what. And I'm scared, not just for myself, but all of humanity. Could you send Aquadonis?
I've escaped! You thought you had me, but no prison can hold the truth bomber! I am where you will never be able to find me, into my private lair in a secret location that is utterly undetectable.
Or is it indetectable?
It's both! It's undetectable, indetectable, private and secure. And the ultimate location for me to run my bombing enterprises, where your guilty star sentries will never be able to track me down. So just shiver in anticipation of all my glorious bombingness that will soon unleash upon the world! Oh, this is the Trofar, and my number is Klondike 50137. Damn it! No, wait! That's not my number! Damn it!
Hello there, Mr. Sentries. My name is Tyler Fragelson, and I'm a senior loan advisor with Collective Federal National Bank. We see from our records that you have no mortgage on your Zeppelin. Okay, that is an asset that you could use to improve your life. By taking out some money from your principal, you could travel, start a new business, or provide for your loved one's needs. We would be willing to give you a loan of $50,000 with payments of only $400 per month, except for the scheduled balloon payment of, wait a minute, if this was Zeppelin, I guess they'd all be balloon payments. I'll have to look into this. Let me get back to you.
It is I, the Bedeviler, and I am preparing to unleash my most fiendish attack. And you won't even answer the phone? No, wait, this isn't right. I can't announce my fiendish plan on a recording. I'll try again in a little while.
Hello, telephone answering citizen. Strongman here. I am trying to follow an emergency call to track down some pirates who were reported in Kansas. On the map, I see both a Kansas and an Arkansas. That's a special Kansas for pirates, right? Please let me know. My name is Strongman. Strongman. And my phone number is 07805-1120. No, wait. I think that's my social security number. I'll go find my phone number, or you can just call me back if you need it.
Bruce, you there? It's Mikey in accounting. Somewhere in the pile of receipts that Julie Goldstein sent in, there's some scrawl about having bought a goat for 2 zuzim. Now, all questions of whether or not she needed this goat aside. 2 zuzim? I had to look it up. You can't even have 1 zuzim. 1 zuzim is a zuz. A zuz! 4 zuzim is a shekel. So she spent half a shekel. How am I supposed to enter this into QuickBooks Pro? QuickBooks Pro has no shekel support. Can you get the talent to limit their purchases to currencies that either exist now or in the preceding millennium? You guys are killing me.
Hey, folks, this is your favorite adventurer, Doc Zapp. I've been working on tracking down the Pandilla con el Nombre Loco, and I'm this close to finding them and dragging them in. But I'm going to need a few things to pull it off. I need 100,000 small bills, preferably twos, 3 gallons of Vermont maple syrup, gravy or better, and a passport in the name of Jose McClacken. Also, I gave the Zeppelin number to a woman named Colette. If she calls, you've got to pretend you're a dry cleaner, and your scarves will be ready Friday, but not before. That's very important, not before. Thanks.
Hi there, this is Tyler Hankins, and I'm a board-certified pitch man, and I'm calling local businesses to see if I can help them increase their revenue through calm-voiced advertising. Just think of the sales that you could generate with something like this. So if you think that you could take advantage of my velvet tones, just give me a call back.
The answer machine, huh? Everything okay there? Oh, anyway, this is Lava Lady. And if this is Bruce checking the messages, hi, Bruce. But this is a message for Mabel. Mabes, do you remember that great banana berry ice cream we got at that little place on Lake Little Dove that one summer? I found it again. It's at this ice cream shop on the outskirts of Fairbanks. I swear, it's the exact same. I don't know where they got it, but when I tasted it, I just screamed. You'll have to come out here for some once they reopen in a couple of months. You see, when I screamed, someone tapped me on the shoulder to see if I was okay, and I thought I was being attacked, and, well, things got a little lava-y. Nothing that can be fixed, but, well, it's going to cost $20,000-$30,000. Can you tell Mikey for me? Thanks! And hey, when you get out here, the code's on me.
It is I, the B-doubler, again. Look, if you're not going to answer the phone, I'm just going to go ahead with my sinister scheme. I will unleash Plan B. That's B spelled B-E-E. My loads of electronically enhanced, remote-controlled serial killer bees will invade all of the great legislatures of the world in smart swarms where the bees coordinate with each other by low-power Blu-ray communications. By using the common consumer technology of Blu-ray, each swarm will be able to pinpoint... Wait, is Blu-ray the right term? Oh, now my mind's messing with me. Anyway, these Blu-ray enhanced bees will... No, wait. Blu-ray is expensive DVDs. What's the word I'm looking for? I'll have to call you back.
Can you please pass a message on to the pilot? Honey, I thought we had a great time last Saturday, so why have you been ghosting me? You don't respond to my texts. My emails, I even sent a Skyrider up to try to get through to you. I wanted to keep this private, but here goes. I've come down with a case of Stuxnet. I don't know if I got it from you or gave it to you, but in either case, you better get checked. And if you have any questions, or just decide you want to get back with this instead of hiding, well, you know my IP address.
Steam here. I guess things must be hectic if you're not answering. Could you let Dixie Dynamite know not to use those hover gloves I sent her? I just got a recall notice from the manufacturer of the micro-resonance chambers I used in them. They have a defect that might cause the gloves to vibrate. Or turn off. Or explode. Oh, I have something I'd like to discuss with Mabel. So if she could call me back when things quiet down, that'd be great. No urgency. But I really look forward to hearing from you.
And that's it for this episode. Please come back next time for our season finale. I'm Nat Gertler. I wrote and produced this episode, as well as playing Bruce and the Pitchman. In real life, I'm the father to Allie Gertler and Ben Gertler, who got to take this episode off.
I'm Ben Brett. I played the guy calling out the spiders, and that's the only voice that didn't belong to a Dungeons & Dragons character I have.
This is Devin Jarek, a.k.a. Devin the Adventurer, and I did the voice of the Truth Bomber once more. And if you want to know me more, you can follow me on YouTube and Twitter.
I'm Tim Bevan, and I played Tyler Fragleson.
I'm Judy Messel. I played the Bedeviler, and in my free time, I make chocolate.
Hello, my name is Avi Ethor. I play Strongman, and I can never remember my social security or telephone number.
I'm J.J. Gertler. I play Mikey the Accountant, and for a living, I explain to grown-ups what airplanes are.
My name is Tim Maloney, and I'm playing Doc Zapp.
I'm Pam Knowles. I play Lava Lady, and in real life, I am a storyteller and stage manager.
This is Vicky. I play the pilot's date. I am hoping to get a job as a personal digital assistant.
I'm S. Crystal McCauley in the role of Steam, and I make things work by doing technical support at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
As I said earlier, next week will be the season finale of Invisible Zeppelin. But if you like it, it's never too late to introduce your friends to it. All episodes are still available, so point them to the first episode, that's Mabel's First Day. Everything can be found at InvisibleZeppelin.com. Invisible Zeppelin is a production of and copyright by About Comics, where our motto is publishers of things that ought to be published. Like what, you ask? Like Great Golf Gags by Classic Cartoonists, a collection of golf cartoons by Charles Schulz, Virgil Parch, Hank Ketchum, and more. Or if you're more into nuns than into golf, there's Catholic Christmas Cartoons, full of 1950s entertainment from Catholic publications. You can special order these from your favorite independent bookstore, or look for them at an Amazon.com near you. And so, until next time, be well, be safe, be comfortable, and stay out of the way of invisible zeppelins. Bum, 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 bum.